Welcome to GoGo Radio on GoGo.com. I am your instructor and host, Michael Stacia, and I am going to go through and use my skills as an A-plus technician and a veteran IT person to discuss some of the topics in the IT and A-plus specifically fields where possible that can help you out. Today what we're going to talk about in this radio show is we are going to take a look or discuss the process of troubleshooting and what that is and how you develop good troubleshooting skills as a technician. Now, let's just face the facts. When you go through and you work, no matter how good you are, no matter how well set up an environment is, problems are going to occur. You just can't avoid it, you know, so don't take it personal when it does happen. The question is when it all comes apart and the wheels fall off everything, how do you deal with that problem? And that's where it really comes down to, you know, being in the of having the right skills and making it work. Now, technical skills obviously are a big part of being, you know, an A-plus technician. You've got to go through, or an IT technician, period. Let's not just narrow this down to, you know, A-plus. Let's go through and say an IT technician, period. You got to have good technical skills. No one's debating that. But having good technical skills and knowing the technology is one thing. The next thing we got to have is realize that, yes, problems happen. No matter how good we are, problems happen, you know, and we have to be able to deal with them. Now, this is where your skills are really put to the test. You know the technology, and you know it well. Now you're trying to figure out, okay, well, if something's happened, what do we do? You know, this disaster's happened. We need to go through and take care of it. Well, we're going to need to go through and figure out, okay, well, a disaster happened, a system failed, you know, a user's calling us, and now we need to go through and deal with it. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take our technical skills and we're going to combine that with a process of determining what a problem is and narrowing it down and solving it. Now, this is where a lot of new technicians will fall apart, because they go through and they know the technology as good as they can starting out, and that's not to be a mean or anything, as good as they can when they first start. You know, they haven't been seasoned yet, and what they do is they will go through and know the technology, but they'll say, okay, well, they'll just randomly start trying things, you know, and that doesn't work. The shotgun approach never works, because what you're doing is you're going through as a new technician, you're going through and just trying, you know, everything. You know, you're going through and saying, okay, well, I'm gonna try this. That doesn't get you any place. That's not a good troubleshooting process, and that, you know, like I said, that's very common with new technicians, is that they will just go through and try things. They will go out there and look on the internet and see or hear something that happens out there or is happening out there, and then they'll try to apply that to their situation, which can be good, but the problem is that a new technician, you may hear something that's a really nasty problem out there and try to apply that to your problem. And I have seen that myself, where you get a new technician with the best of intentions, sees a problem occurring, and what they do is when they see that problem occurring, they're trying to figure out how to solve it. They're under pressure. They want to look good. They want to go through and do a good job, and so they're trying to get it done quickly and effectively and show that they know what they're doing. So they immediately reach for something that they heard of, and go for something too complex. So that's why we want to have a troubleshooting process. We want to have a process that we methodically go through things, and we methodically go through it and eventually figure out the problem is and resolve it. Now, as you go through and get more seasoned as a technician, if you're beginning at this, a technician, you will go through and not really have much seasoning on their experience. So what happens? You will go through and have a situation where you just follow the standard checklist, which is fine. We all have been there. You know, I've been there, you know, when I first started years ago, or I went through a standard checklist because I didn't have the seasoning on there, so I followed the standard checklist of troubleshooting tips and worked up until I found it. As I got more experienced, I went through and started learning, well, what things were most likely to be and what they were not likely to be. And that means that what happened is you know, now with this more experience, I would go through and look at the checklist and say, well, it's very clearly not that. So that's where going through and getting experience comes in, and that troubleshooting process comes together with that. So if you're new, learn a troubleshooting process, and we do present troubleshooting processes in the A-plus course, in the essentials, as a matter of fact, that I will go through as your instructor and say and show you, okay, this is what the process looks like. And the processes aren't that complex. There's a generic process that goes through and says, identify the problem, identify the problem. Then you go through, and once you identify the general area of the problem, you narrow it down to a specific problem. Then once you identify the specific problem, you work on a resolution to the problem. You know, do your research. So once you go through and do your research and come up with a solution, you test it, and then you implement, and then you watch the results. That's the overall generic thing we have on there. Now the thing is that if it's a video problem, if it's another problem, you can determine it with that exact same process. What's happening? Oh, well, the monitor's not coming on. Okay, well, why not? You know, is the rest of the computer on? Okay, well, let's take a look, and you keep narrowing it down. That's what we're looking for. Now, where the seasoning comes in is going through and being able to recognize, okay, you're going through a checklist that's out there, and you see the monitor's not on, and it tells you, well, you know, to do things like, you know, check the CD drive. Well, that probably has nothing to do with it, so we're just going to go through and skip over that. And I know it's kind of a stupid example, but that's the point. Some of us don't even go through and go through the checklist right away. There's another school of thought that says before you go into a structured troubleshooting process, what you'll do is you look for obvious problems. You know, for example, as a technician that's coming on site, if you have a checklist and someone's calling you up with a problem, and you go out to solve that problem out there, at their desk, and they're telling you, well, this computer won't turn on, it won't boot, and you're looking at it and you're going through a checklist. It's like, okay, you know, check this and check that. You're checking the CD drive, you're checking, you know, to make sure the monitor's turned on. Well, if you walked in the room and you saw the power plug wasn't in the wall, then you shouldn't even get to a checklist on there. It's quite obvious what's going on. And yes, by far one of the more common problems that we see out there that makes everyone feel stupid is, hey, did you plug the thing in? So it does happen, you know. So it's not exactly a stupid example, because it does happen out there. But what we're looking for you to have a structured process, a structured thought process. Now, like I said, if you're starting, use the ones that we suggest. It'll keep you safe. It'll keep you on task, because you need to get that way of thinking. Is being calm about it. Do not panic when you see a problem. A checklist should go through and say, okay, I have a structured process on here. Start at step one. Okay, what is the problem? Okay, and start narrowing it down. Think about that actively in your head, and then start narrowing it down till you get a solution, or till you get to the problem, and then you work on a solution. So you have to go through and get used to that and narrow that down. That's very, very, very big deal here. So once we go through that's the beginning technician. The veteran technician will go through and take that and narrow it down and tweak it and do their own thing. I've done that, and as a veteran, and I've gone through and developed my own troubleshooting technique, and I've made it work, you know, for me. You know, and you will do the same thing as you get more experience. So that's the first thing. Let's talk about some other skills I think are really good when you're doing troubleshooting. Documenting, first of all. All of us can work on documenting. Everyone from doctors on down can work on documenting, and that's what you got to do. Take good notes. Know what's going on. One of the biggest problems you see in troubleshooting is someone solves the problem, and great, we're happy for you, solved the problem. But did you document what the problem was and how you solved it? Because the last thing I want to do is know that you solved a problem, and then I get the same problem tomorrow, and I go through and waste a lot of time only to find out you solved it yesterday. I'm not going to be happy. So document, document, document. Document also helps you trend on it as well. I mean, what if a problem keeps occurring? Well, maybe we've got a bigger issue out here. Because problems appearing on multiple workstations. Okay, well let's figure out what's going on here. Let's get on the brass tacks here and figure out why that's happening. So you definitely want to go through and have these things and have these things narrowed down on here to what's occurring at any time. Other things we have as a technician, beginning technicians tend to have this, so you need to look for this. A beginning technician, and you know who you are, and this is not a dig at anyone. If you're a beginning technician, you've got to get in your head as early as possible that you're not going to be able to solve every problem. You have to figure out when a problem's got does not have a solution. You should exhaust whatever is reasonable, and if you cannot solve it, you cannot find an obvious solution to it, even after consulting. Sometimes that problem is just not going to get solved. You know, you cannot let that wear on you. All of us have been there. I know when I started, I had a few problems that I encountered that I felt like I really had to solve, and I wasted a lot of time trying to solve them, only to find out later on it was a problem that was a known defect. I let my greenness, you know, at working with this say, hey, I've got to solve it. They're calling me out. This person's depending on me. And one of those people appreciate the effort I put in, I'm pretty sure. It was a case of I was probably wasting their time, and I was wasting my time because in a couple cases, like I said, I found things that were defects. So you have to know, you know, okay, you're not getting anywhere, and be able to step away and say either I'm not getting anywhere right now, or I'm not going to get anywhere at all, because it's quite clear that there's something else going on here, and you should do more research later, you know, and figure out, okay, where do I stand on this? Consult with more people and figure out what's going on. So don't let that wear on you. You can't solve every problem. You'll never get 100% resolution. Anyone that says they have, I tend to think, is kind of pulling a fast one. So you definitely have that as an issue. Other things is communication skills. Being able to work on a team is actually a very good thing in troubleshooting. Being able to articulate what's going on and discuss it with that. And as well as other things, that's a good skill for troubleshooting. Identify experts inside your organization that are experts in, or experts anywhere that know a certain area. Every organization I've ever been with has someone that knows a certain application or technology better than the average Joe in there, and he becomes the resource for that. You know, in my case, you know, I, you know stuff about security. So when I go out someplace, if I was working in an organization actively now, I would be the one, as I was in the past, the one that they'd ask about certain security issues, viruses and worms going around, for example. I'd be the guy they'd refer to for that. You know, it wasn't an official thing. It was just kind of a de facto thing on there. I became that guy just because I had an interest in it and took that on. And you may very well turn that into one of those people yourself. That's something that comes with time. You may be the Windows 7 guy, for example. You may take that on. You may become the Outlook guy or the database guy. Every organization has that guy that they go to that knows this stuff. They said, oh yeah, such and such knows this technology really well. Go to him and he'll be able to set you straight and help you out. You know, so you have that. So those are just some things we know when we go around troubleshooting and work with technology. Now, also know something else. One other thing we can put in here is the fact that know your limitations. I mean, that's one of the biggest things I can say out there, and I give advice to new technicians out there, is know your limitations. Don't let your, you know, don't let your ego get in the way. You know, don't let your ego write checks that you can't cash. So what you want to do is know your limitations. If you are a beginner, my feeling is, and a lot of technicians in the field that are veterans out there, a lot of people that work in IT for a long time have this impression or have this feeling. I know myself, I'd rather hear someone tell me that, you know what, I don't know anything about this, or I haven't got to that point yet, or I think I've gotten beyond what I am experienced with, I'd rather hear you say that. Just tell me you plain don't know. There's no harm, no foul in saying that. If you don't know a technology, you're not okay with the technology, or you just don't have enough experience to solve or deal with what you're being asked to do, just say it. I know for me, if you come to me and tell me, well, you know, Michael, I don't know this technology and I can't, you know, solve it. I'm not experienced with it, or I'm still learning it. Hey, great. You know your limitations. In fact, if you know that, I'm more than willing, if you come to me on that, say, well, you know what, let's go ahead and take a look, see if we can work on this problem together, because I'm willing to help to teach you and get you that way and to set you straight on what you need and give you more experience. That's what I am here for. And I don't know too many veteran technicians that aren't that way. They'd much rather you tell them they don't know something and they'll work with you or in some cases they might have to do it on their own. And they'll get the thing solved. And you get a lot more respect that way. So know your limitations. Always, always, always. There's nothing wrong with saying you don't know something. But there's a lot of things wrong with sitting there wasting everyone's time, acting like you know something, because that A, wastes time, and B, you may be poking around doing something and break something. And I'm not going to be happy about it if that's the end result. When you could have come to me and said, Michael, I need some help. Versus sitting there spinning your wheels or just damaging something only to find out you don't know it, I'm going to take some issue with that. You know, so always remember that. I know, well, like I said, a lot of veterans in this field are more than happy to help you out. You know, I have not met too many that kind of just turn their back on you and say, okay, you're an idiot, I'm not helping you out. You always encounter those, of course, but we have to kind of not take that personal. If they want to be a jerk, you know, we can't help that out. But still, know your limitations. You know, that's a sign of maturity and a sign of developing as a technician. So that's a very, very, very good thing to have. So anyway, so that's troubleshooting and working with tweaking and technology to make it work for you. So hopefully troubleshooting on here is an important soft skill. Like I said, things are going to go wrong. You have to know how to deal with it. You're going to take those technical capabilities and apply them. Let's face something else. There's a small time, even if you're building computers from scratch, there's a small amount of time spent doing that. You know, I have colleagues myself that can build a computer and install an operating system in about an hour. I mean, you hand them a basket of parts and a Windows CD or a Linux CD and they'll build the thing for you from scratch in about an hour. They're that good at it. You may very well be one of those people at some point. But you spend very little time building the computer and setting up the computer. A lot of it's the ongoing maintenance. So focus on that troubleshooting, maintenance, and making things work. So that is troubleshooting. That is developing a skill that's important to every technician. So I hope you got something out of this discussion. I hope it helped you out and maybe gave you some guidance. If you're new, I hope it gave you a lot of insight into how the thinking works with troubleshooting and what a lot of us are thinking. If you're a veteran, who knows, maybe it took you back to the good, to the old days when you were just starting. In any case, just give one more piece of advice before I let you go, is if you're that new guy and you do have to go through and ask a veteran on there, remember all veterans that are in this field were at one point where you are right now. And you're gonna find someone that's there. It's gonna be a veteran that's willing to help you, and teach you things, and be nice about pushing you in a new direction and getting you the knowledge you need to evolve as a technician. Always remember that we all started someplace. Someone's helping you out. When you become the veteran, which you will, make sure when someone comes up to you and asks you for help and your advice that you return the favor and pay it forward by helping that technician learn how to evolve and mature their skills more. One of the best things you can do as a technician is do that sort of thing and just pay it forward to the next guy. Anyway, so that's troubleshooting, and that's working with the technology. Hope you got something out of it, and we'll go ahead and see you next time on our next radio show. I invite your questions, comments, issues, and whatever you have to say about the radio show, and we'll go ahead and try to address whatever you might have wherever possible on a future radio show. So we'll see you next time on GoGo Radio.